Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Run Amok. I am your host, Javen Takara. Thank you so much for tuning back in to another episode. Folks, the first round and day two of the draft have rounded up. And so I'm going to sit here and I'm going to talk about some of my favorite picks, some of the most questionable picks. And so let's dive right in. Of course, Williams, Daniels, May, Harrison, Worthy, top four. Fifth overall pick, the Chargers, who were rumored to desperately want to move down from this pick, and they don't want this pick. Oh my goodness. They pick Joe Alt to protect Justin Herbert. A very questionable. A lot of people really thought it would be Neighbors if they were going to stay. I was one of those. But Joe Alt, I think, is not a bad option at all. This is a team that has a lot of holes. And if Harbaugh feels like building from the offensive line is the best option, are we really going to blame him? This is a guy that knows football. He knows Joe Alt clearly. He wants to run the football. So I think this could be kind of fun. The only problem is, who the heck are the receivers? Well, they actually went on ahead and they got Ladd McConkey in the second round. So, I mean, I don't know if we can really hate that much, because they just re-upped and locked and loaded. So they got an offensive tackle and they got a pretty good receiver who, you know, could surprise some folks. Can't hate too much on that. Sixth overall, we got Neighbors, and then Latham at seven. I feel like the Titans, they wanted Joe Alt, but Alt was taken, and so they just took the next best available lineman on their board, at least, which was Latham. A little bit higher than I had him for sure, but I can't complain too much. And then, yippee, we got to the most questionable pick that I was waiting for. I guess I could have just done it automatically, whatever. Number eight overall, the Atlanta Falcons. They're sitting there with anybody they want on the board, pretty much. Any edge rusher is available. Any cornerback is available. Heck, you can even go offensive lineman. They pick Washington lefty Mr. Michael Penix Jr. What? A quarterback? After paying Kirk Cousins $100 million guaranteed for 4 years? Kirk Cousins is 33 years old. Yes, I get it. If you draft the youngest quarterback in this class, JJ McCarthy, that's a little bit more understanding. But you take the oldest, who's going to be dang near 30 by the time his rookie contract fifth year option is up? Hello? So I don't know exactly what the Atlanta Falcons are doing. Not a good look from the head coach. Not a good look from the GM. When the owner has to come to the green room and explain what is going on. Did you forget that we just paid $100 million, over $100 million for Kirko? I mean, I feel bad for Falcons fans everywhere. Penix is a fine quarterback. Top 10 is crazy. To a team that already has a quarterback is insane. I mean, man. it's funny. And if you do want to take Penix, trade down. If somebody takes him, it's from God's grace that they take him. Roman Dunze went to the Bears at 9. That's going to be electric. And then McCarthy goes at 10 to the Minnesota Vikings, who traded up one spot to the Jets because Sean Payton claims that he tricked him that the Broncos were going to trade up just for the Broncos to take Bo Nix at 12. Brother, you shouldn't have been faking trading up. You should have just traded up. Bo Nix at 12. I mean, they're lucky that Michael Penix was taken at 8. Because at least Bo Nix, you can explain a little bit. You know, they don't really have a quarterback. They traded for Zach Wilson. They have Jared Stidham. But, you know, they don't really have that guy. You know, Bo Nix, at least you're throwing him into the mix and he could be your starter. Penix is not going to start for the next 2-3 seasons. Hello? But, I mean, no. But Broncos definitely should have traded up for McCarthy if that was the case. Instead of faking it here for the, I think that they just lost. And Sean Payton just doesn't want to admit that personally. The Jets got Fashanu at 11 then with the Vikings pick. Oh, I think McCarthy to the Vikings is very solid, by the way. And the Vikings got to hold on to their later pick, which was, I want to say, 23. Yeah, so they got to hang on to their 23rd pick and then trade that up to 17 with the Jaguars and pick up Dallas Turner. I love it. I think that was a great pick, a great fit. It makes a lot of sense. They're a team that needs a help on defense, need edge rush help, especially losing Danielle Hunter. Yes, they got Grenard and this and that, but now you got a really solid, speed, fast, quick edge rusher. I think that Turner's going to do great things with Minnesota. But he wasn't the first edge taken. It wasn't the first defensive player taken either. First defensive player was taken at pick number 15, Leroy Tulatu to the Indianapolis Colts, another team that could that needs that pass rush help. I think Latu was, he's a dominant edge rusher. I mean, I was really between him and Turner for real, flipping back forth, but Latu is dominant. He's going to be a beast off the edge for Indianapolis. He just kills offensive tackles. Yes, the only problem was his medicals. You know, he medically retired for a little bit, so that could be a little bit of a red flag. But hey, he's back. He's not medically retired right now, so it is what it is. There was a little bit of a run on defensive players here. Then the next pick at number 16, there was Byron Murphy to the Seattle Seahawks, building up that interior. They still have Leonard Williams, so you're showing what type of team that Seattle is going to be. Just a mean and nasty run-stopping team. I skipped Brock Bowers to the Raiders and Talese Fuaga to the Saints. So I guess I am going to go over every pick, but I'm not going to dive into every pick. Amari Spears at 18 to the Bengals. That was a little surprising because they already have two big behemoths at tackle. So I really thought they would go defensive tackle here. But Newman, actually, Johnny Newman, who was the best tackle left on the board, defensive tackle, he slipped to the second round. So that was kind of surprising. Jared Verse went to the Rams. A lot of people mocked that. Troy Fontenot at 20 to the Steelers. This was a lot lower than a lot of people had on Fontenot. But it's a great pick. The Steelers were a team that needed offensive line help. Troy Fontenot can play all over the place. So that's going to be fun. Chop Robinson to the Miami Dolphins. A lot of Miami fans weren't too happy with this. He went really high, higher than expected, especially when Jaxon Powers-Johnson is still on the board. There's cornerbacks still on the board. Even Graham Barton would have been a better pick, maybe. Even I'm a little bit questionable and skeptic about this pick, but hey, to be fair, their entire defense, actually their entire team, I feel like, was dealing with injuries last season. So I guess just a surefire that edge room. And then, of course, the best teams just get hand-fed the best players. Philadelphia Eagles take the number one corner, Quinion Mitchell, out of Toledo. He just falls to them at 22. The defensive players, they were falling like crazy. I mean, I don't know how it happened. I don't know what type of phone call was made. But yeah, 23 offensive players were taken. I mean, that's absurd. 23 offensive players. There are only 9 defensive players were taken in the first round. Cornerbacks, there was a small run on them here. Brian Thomas were taken by the Jaguars, and then the Lions traded up with the Cowboys to pick up Terrion Arnold, which is just a great move. That's just a great move for the Lions to go get a position of need that for a guy that they probably didn't even expect to be there. So that's a great move there to move up and get a top-tier cornerback for a team that needs one. And then the Packers actually picked Jordan Morgan, a guy who listed a tackle, probably going to play guard at the next level, though. Again, just kind of, he's a guy that would really fit this Shanahan system, a guy that was mocked, you know, for the Niners, for the Packers, maybe even as high as the Miami Dolphins, but he goes to the Packers. Jordan Morgan, 26, my guy. I'm a big fan of Graham Barton. He's a center, but he probably could play guard. You could put him at tackle even. I'm surprised that the Buccaneers didn't go defensive end here. Actually, I'm surprised they didn't go Darius Robinson, who went at 27 to the Cardinals. I feel like that would have been a better fit. Cardinals, this is kind of a meh. I'm not the biggest fan of Robinson. He's a big defensive end, so he's kind of that old school style. He's going to play up on the tackle. You can maybe inside shoulder, but it's a meh pick. Probably the best defensive end still available. I think that they were hoping for Chop to be there. And honestly, even I was for the Cardinals, because that would have been great to walk away from this first round with Harrison and Chop. And then the Chiefs trade up with the Buffalo Bills. Hey, shout out Bills. Thanks for feeding the Kansas City Chiefs all these picks. They gave them the pick for Patrick Mahomes. Now they gave them the pick for Xavier Worthy. I mean, they just re-up pretty much on Tyreek Hill. It's just that speech to take the top off of defenses. They already got Marquise Brown, though, which is why I really wasn't mocking Worthy to the Chiefs, because they got Marquise Brown, who they're both kind of similar, small, shifty receivers. Even Rashee Rice fits that mold. So I was surprised to see the Chiefs not go with a contested catcher like A.D. Mitchell, who fell to the second round, and then or Keon Coleman, who was the first pick of the second round. 29, Cowboys go Tyler Guyton. I'm not the biggest fan of Guyton. I feel like he's a big guy, doesn't really carry his weight well. He's kind of taller and he plays up there as well. 30, the Baltimore Ravens go Nate Wiggins. Again, another surprising guy who fell this far. Very fast, a little bit on the lighter side. He's not the greatest tackler in the world, but you know, the Ravens could use, they love their defense And I was surprised them not to go tackle here, or even Jackson Powers Johnson. My Niners, you see the flag, you see the rice here. We get Ricky Pearsall, a receiver out of Florida, who is a guy that, I mean, I saw him as a second or third round pick. The Niners seem to have loved him, though. So, and I think that he really will fit that system. This really fired up the Ayuk and Debo trade talks. Pearsall is good. He's a good receiver. I think that he could be really good in the Shanahan system. But, you know, I always have faith in Shanahan and John Lynch. So we'll see if they know what they're doing. I really wanted Kool-Aid or Cooper DeJean here or Jackson Powers Johnson. Those were the guys who I really wanted. Or even Johnny Nguyen if he wanted to go defense. Ricky Pearsall wasn't even on my mind. But, I mean, of course he was. And then at 32, who the Bills had, they traded it back down because they wanted to re-up on picks. They pick... the Carolina Panthers come up and they pick Xavier Legette, who's a guy that was going to be there at 33, I think, anyways. But I guess they wanted to trade up and secure him, get that fifth year option. So, you know, you can't hate about it too much. I'm a big fan of Legette personally. I think that he's going to be really, really solid. A lot of people, you know, kind of comp him to DK Metcalf. I mean, that's kind of some high praise, but he very well could be. He's a big, strong receiver, big, he's fast. I mean, I like him. I could see the DK comps. It's high praise, but definitely deserved. Let's go into round two a little bit. Just to cover some of my favorite picks, Johnny Nguyen or Jazern Nguyen at 36 to the Commanders. The Commanders, they're walking away with this draft with Jaden Daniels and Nguyen, at least in the first two picks. They actually also had two other picks in the second round here. Mike Sanestrill and Ben Sinnott. I think Ben Sinnott was a little bit questionable. There's some really good tight ends still available. Tavion Sanders, I believe, is even still on the board as you're watching this after round three. Let's see. Who else do we got? Jalen Polk to the New England Patriots. Again, I already mentioned Coleman and Ladd McConkey to the Chargers. We got T'Vondre Sweat to the Tennessee Titans. I feel like he went a little bit higher than a lot of people expected. The Rams traded up for Braden Fisk, which was surprising. And then Cooper DeJean falls to the Philadelphia Eagles at pick number 40. The Eagles now got Cooper DeJean and Quinyon Mitchell, two of the probably top three cornerbacks in this entire class. Insane. Kool-Aid McKinstry to the New Orleans Saints. Kamari Lassiter to the Houston Texans. So that was the run on cornerbacks there. Oh, and then Max Melton to the Arizona Cardinals. So that was a pretty big run on cornerbacks. And then my guy Jackson Powers Johnson falls to the Las Vegas Raiders at 44. Pretty big, pretty big. Anything else I really want to talk about? Oh, yeah, so Roger Rosengarten went to the Baltimore Ravens. So, again, that tackle position that I was saying that they needed to re-up on, the Baltimore Ravens, they fill that in with Washington's tackle, Roger Rosengarten, who's solid. And then the Chiefs and Niners, they swap picks. The Chiefs pick Kingsley Suamataya, who is a guy that I wanted. I think he has a lot of potential. Definitely more of a developmental tackle. And then the Niners got a very underrated cornerback in Renardo Green, who locked down Malik Nabers, let the record show. And then in the third round, Cooper Beebe to the Dallas Cowboys at 73, very underrated. He may not be the greatest guard in the world, but he'll do his thing. Blake Corum went to the Los Angeles Rams, not the Chargers. I know that John Harbaugh was upset seeing that. He should have picked him at 69, said they went Junior Colson. And then the last pick in the third round, Luke McCaffrey, Christian McCaffrey's brother. That is going to wrap it up. There were some other picks that I want to talk about. But just to cut some time, not to waste your time here, just to tell you if these guys are dogs or not, if they're worth mentioning. If you want to get more in depth, check out the TikTok. Everything will be in the description below. The TikTok, the Instagram, all the good stuff. This has been a fun draft. This has been a fun draft, and we still got more rounds going. So I will see y'all when I cover it, probably on the Sunday show, morally, probably my three winners, three losers, or something like that. The most underrated draft picks. We'll see what we do. I will see y'all in the next video. I'm your host, Javen Takar. Check out the description below. Like, subscribe, comment, let me know what you think. And yeah, that's going to wrap it up. Peace out, folks.